Brian Lynch is with us, and here's a guy from Brisbane, Australia, who has trained nearly 600 winners in his career, and he has a good one in Oscar Performance going against the older horses in the Joe Hirsch Turf Classic later today. Brian, welcome, my friend.
Hey, Mike. Hey, dude.
How's it going?
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thanks for taking a few minutes. Let's talk about the big horse. A lot of people saying that he might be the one that deserves to be the three-year-old champion this year. What do you think?
Well, certainly if he, if he comes up trumps against older horses, I certainly feel like he should be at least in the nominations. He certainly is really the only three-year-old that has dominated his category, so he's got a few things going in his favor.
Talk about making the decision to run him in this spot against the older horses.
When you weigh it up between, as the Breeders' Cup as it shapes up, I think that, he probably, at this age, he's starting to want to get over more ground, and I've got heart-to-heart for the Breeders' Cup mile, hopefully. I think he'd be more a horse that'd suit that tight turns of Del Mar. It's always such a jockey's race, tactical, particularly at Del Mar with the short stretch and everything. I just think Oscar would be more ideally suited if he was to take a step forward for the mile and a half, because he's such a tactical horse. He sort of doesn't need pace to set up for him. If there's pace in the race, he can sit off it. If there is no pace, then he could inherit the lead. So I just think the mile and a half at Del Mar would be better suited for him.
Well, he certainly has the pedigree to go that far by Kitten's Joy out of a theatrical mare, and his two races at a mile and a quarter have been great. He started out a little rough this year. He didn't get off to the fast start that we were all hoping for. Can you go through that progression and how that worked? And you've done a fine job with him in the last three races.
Yeah, he sort of, maybe the first start at Keeneland, I probably wasn't that hard on him getting him ready, and it's a long year, so I could probably give him an excuse for that one. But I think at Louisville that day, he had so much rain leading up to the Derby, and he got in the worst part of the track. I certainly left there that afternoon thinking, wow, I don't know what's gone wrong here. But Jose, having spoke to him the next morning, he said, trust me, Brian, let's just get him back to Belmont, get him back on some firm grass. He just hated being down in there and that soft stuff. And so, fortunately, when we got him back here, our goal with him was the Belmont Derby. So, to do that, he gave us no reason to not want to keep going in that direction. And he needed to step up in the Panay Ridge to put us back on track there. And, fortunately, his training suggested everything was good with him. There's no physical issues with him. And once we got him back up here and we started to do a bit of work with him back on the firm turf, he just seemed like he was, that he was back to himself. And evidently he was back to himself the way he ran in the Panay Ridge, and that gave us the confidence to keep moving forward towards the Belmont Derby.
Brian, is he a better horse on firm turf?
I think so. The good thing about him, whether he's a mile and a quarter or a mile and a half, he's just going to have that, he's just got that lovely turn of foot when you call on him for that quarter mile. So, whether it's a mile and a half or a mile and a quarter, as long as he's within the realm of things the last part, then he's going to give you that punch. And even, the other day in the Secretariat, it was a, I think he came home quicker than Beach Patrol that day. I think he ended up running the same distance, same track, same day. I think we ended up running a little quicker than him as far as the time went on the day. It sort of makes you wonder about the buyer's number sometimes, because Beach Patrol ended up getting five or six better points than him in the buyers. But I think we ran a faster rag number than him.
On the Brisnet scale, they ran exactly the same. Both got a 96.
So, okay.
So, right. So they're certainly competitive.
Yeah. He gets a little weight off the older horses, which always is a help getting over that, particularly over a mile and a half. So that's another little thing in his favour. And the horse that's drawn inside him concerns me a little bit, that Converge. I mean, if you look at his running lines, he's been rank early the last couple of starts. He sort of halfway bolted out of the gates there at Saratoga last time they ran him. So I hope he doesn't get in our way.
Talking with Brian Lynch, who sends out Oscar Performance in the Joe Hirsch Turf Classic, taking on the older horses for the first time later this afternoon. Brian, you mentioned Jose, and that's jockey Jose Ortiz, who has been aboard Oscar Performance for all six of his lifetime wins. Jose is making his way back from an injury he suffered in a spill. How thankful were you that Jose was able to get back and ride Oscar Performance later today?
Yeah, certainly very thankful because, you know, him and the horse definitely have a connection, and I didn't want to be scratching around at the last minute to try and find a substitute for him. So fortunately enough, he's got youth on his side, and he bounced back pretty quick. So very happy that didn't become a problem.
I noticed on his form, he worked 59-2 on September the 17th. You're a Bobby Frankel protege and not prone to fast works like Bobby. You know, usually go like 101 and change. This horse trains easy. Was he just feeling that good that he went 59 and change, or were you looking for something quick?
Yeah, I'd give him a bit of a couple of easy works, Jude. Prior to that, I worked him in company with another horse that day, and turf's been fast and firm here, so it probably was a little quicker than we definitely liked. But if you catch that work on XBTV, that was a beautiful work. I mean, he just the way he looked coming down the lane. I mean, it was such a very, very visually a very nice work to watch. And so I just come back and worked him 5/8 by himself, just got him to relax. His last work, so very happy with his work schedule going into the race and his energy level and just his body, his weight and everything. It's time to take on older horses, and hopefully we've got him right to keep progressing towards the Breeders' Cup.
Brian, only about a minute or so left before we have to get to our next commercial break, but you mentioned the name Heart to Heart, who you're pointing for the Breeders' Cup Mile. The Ontario-bred son of English Channel looked good winning the Bernard Baruch last time out at Saratoga. Share your thoughts on that performance and what might be ahead for him over the next 35 days or so.
Yeah, I sort of always give him a bit of the best part of the summer off, so after he come back from the Shoemaker Mile, which I thought was a very great game race out there at Santa Anita, I gave him 45 days off at a lovely little farm up around Saratoga. And then we fresh, you know, he some of his best races are when he's fresh. So we wanted to get a race back into him before the Shadwell Mile, and the Bernard Baruch come into play. And it was a really good effort, but it wasn't one of his best efforts. So I really think he's really come out of that race good and really trained forward. So he runs next Saturday, a week today in the Shadwell Mile. So if that's I heard on the commercial before we come on air that it's a win and you're in. So we've got him for the mile. So it'd be nice if everything fell into play that, you got one for the mile, one for the mile and a half.
Yeah, that would be beautiful if it were to happen that way. Brian, appreciate the time. Good luck with Oscar Performance. We'll see you here in the Bluegrass next week with Heart to Heart, and go get it done.
Look forward to it. Thanks, fellas. Have a great day.